Jeremy Nielsen, the IKEA Manning head baseball coach, joins us here this afternoon as we are talking IKEA Manning baseball, recapping their season. The end of their season, an 8-17 overall, 3-13 in a very competitive Western Iowa Conference this season. Coach Nielsen, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Coach Nielsen, this was an interesting season for the IKEA Manning Wolves. You know, it was rocky at times, but I like to look at the way it ended this last season. Very good end for you guys. But let's recap the season as a whole. You know, you come into IKEA Manning here this year, and you know, you have a pretty young squad with you. So talk to me about the progression that some of those younger players had this season and how the team grew overall this season.
Yeah, I mean, our season then started out great. The first couple weeks there, we had a couple wins. We had a win over Riverside, and we had a big win over Trainer. I really thought that was going to propel our season going back forward. But that first 2 weeks of June, you know, we had some kids that left for the D.C. trip, and then we had a couple guys that had some arm soreness, so our number one and number three pitcher went down there, and we had the kid that went on vacation. So we had a rough stretch there for a while. So it's kind of like the season-wise, it's kind of like a roller coaster. We had some ups, and then we're starting to go up, and then we went back down, and then we kind of ended on a good note. So overall, the season, we got better as the year went on and played pretty good baseball going down the stretch.
Yeah, absolutely. And looking at your schedule throughout the season, you know, a lot of really good wins against the Riverside squad. You got kind of the season sweep there and whatnot. You had a close loss against Coon Rapids Baird, a very good Coon team this year. Close games against Missouri Valley. You had a win against Woodward Granger as well. So, you know, I know it's tough to look back on a season that's kind of full of these losses and even close losses as well. But if you had to pick out some of those early games and even maybe games in the middle of the season that really stood out for you, which one would that be?
Yeah, as far as early in the season, you know, we had kind of a tough loss at Missouri Valley early when we're leading that game 2-1 going into the bottom of the sixth, and we let it slip away and we end up losing 2-3. And then we come back, you know, I was kind of worried because the night before we got beat by Tri-Center pretty handily. And you know, I was kind of worried that, you know, maybe the kids would kind of fold, you know, but then we come back on that next week, and the very first game we beat Riverside, you know, and played really well. And then we went to Logan, and, you know, and we lost 1-5, but we out hit them, you know. But the little things in the early in the season that cost us a lot of those games, you know, not hitting cutoff guys, you know, and you know, feeling the ball and stepping and throwing where they're feeling the ball, and then, you know, and trying to short throw it and really one bouncers in and stuff like that. Little errors like that cost us games early in the year, you know, where that Trainer game where we played an exceptional game. I mean, and you have to play like that to beat a team like Trainer, but we ended up winning 8-5, you know, and then you come back against like an Audubon that following night, which we had a guy the first time he's thrown all year, and he gave up 6 runs in the first inning, and then we ended up losing that game 4-7, but, you know, the top half of the seventh inning, we had the bases loaded, and we had a shot to tie that game and take it into extra innings or even win that game then. So, and same way with Avoca, we're leading that game 2-1 late in that game, and just couldn't, you know, just little things were costing us. And then, you know, I think those 2 games we played against Coon, we played very well. I mean, we got beat 4-10, and then we ended up getting beat 5-0, you know. Both of those games are very competitive games, you know, and Coons are very good. I mean, they don't make mistakes. They're going to make you beat them, you know, man up. So, you know, that Woodward Granger game, we went down to Woodward Granger, very good 2A school team, ended up winning that game 7-4, played really well, came back against Riverside, won another game. So, you know, we start turning the corner there, and then towards the end of the year, you know, we won the last 4 out of the last 6 games, and the only games we lost against Tri-Center both times, and, you know, Tri-Center is, you know, they're good. They're they're as advertised. I mean, they, you know, they have 8 or 9 seniors. They can hit for power. They got pitching. They have defense. You know, they, you know, up and down. So, you know, I that last game against that district game, we lost 9-0 in 7 innings, and you know, the kids are kind of had their head down, and knew the season was over, but I told them, there's no reason to put your head down. We got beat by one of the best teams in the state. And we played with them for, you know, it was 5-0, and we had the bases loaded in the 5th inning, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it was 1-0 in the 3rd inning, and we had the bases loaded. We just couldn't get that one hit. And credit to their pitching, that throw hatch kept us off balance all night. So, you know, there's a lot of games in there that you can look at and stuff and
mm-hmm.
and think, well, we can do this different or do that different. But, you know, all in all, I thought we had a pretty good season. And we got a bunch of kids right now that compete and fight, you know, for every at-bat, every pitch, every strike, you know. So, you know, and like I keep telling them, you just got to go, hey, go one out at a time. You know, we got to get 21 of them by the end of the night. So, you know, we got better.
Yeah. Absolutely, and you know, we'll obviously get to that really good stretch you had in that later half of the season towards playoffs, but the one thing I wanted to ask you is, you know, in that second half of the season, you guys really started to kind of come together, had some really good games later on, you know, obviously some of them losses, but also good wins like you mentioned against Woodward Granger and that second matchup against Riverside and whatnot. What started to click for your team? I know you talked about the little errors that you guys were making during some of those games, but what really started to click for you guys on whether it was offense or defense?
I think it's mainly on our defensive side of the ball. You know, it just we lost a couple close games, and I just pretty much pointed out to them. I said, if nothing physically, we're not getting beat. You know, we're beating ourselves. You know, you got to do the small things to win ball games, and you know, and like I said before, you got to be able to hit cutoff guys. You know, that's a big thing. You know, if you hit the cutoff guy, we keep that guy at first instead of he's at second. Now they got a guy in scoring position with one out or something like that. You hold that runner down, and you know, you keep you in the ball, keep us in the ball game, and you know, and that goes with you know, in the infield stuff. Keep the ball in front of you, you know, and you knock it down and step and, you know, pick it up, step and throw, you know, and that's a big thing. Don't try to always backhand things and stuff. So we just did a little things like that and worked on those drills and really got better defensively. And, you know, our hitting, you know, our one through seven guys, I mean, they're all pretty consistent hitters. I mean, they're tough outs, you know. You know, we got a couple, you know, Max hit real close to 500 and Connor and Hayden both hit right there 350 and Brody Bloom batted right at 300. So, I mean, we had the sticks all year long right there, but it just find a way to drive them in. And, you know, and that's a little bit on me as a first-year head coach, too. So, got to manufacture them sometimes, too. So, you can't always just rely on a hit. And so.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And, you know, obviously the one shining moment from you guys late on in the season was getting into the end of June or beginning of July in the playoffs and whatnot. You guys ended the season 4-2, wins over another Riverside squad. Like you said, you faced three times already. South Central Calhoun, really good high-scoring game, 15-3. Griswold dominated them 21-2. And then obviously that really, really good win against Exira, 6-3. So talk to me about those couple of games late in the season. You know, what was really kind of the defining moment of that team in those last couple of games?
You know, really, those wins are nice, but I think the defining moment is when we went the first round WIC tournament, and we lost 10-0 to Tri-Center, but we played with them the whole game.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that game was close all right up until the bottom of six. They scored like 6 runs or 7 runs, and we ran out of pitching, and we knew that we had to face them first round districts, and we didn't throw any, you know, Max nor Connor threw at them. You know, Cooper threw really well in that game. Amos threw really well in that game. And I think it was Lane Sams threw in that game, too. And they threw really well. And they're all going to be back next year. So I think that portion, even that last game that we played in the end of the year, you know, we got beat 9-0 against Tri-Center.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's some of the best baseball we played. I know we lost those games, but, I mean, they competed and fought and that, you know, like that, the first time we played Tri-Center, they threw that Nelson at him. He's one of the best pitchers in the state. I mean, he's got less than one ERA, you know, and yeah, we had a tough time scoring against him, which we didn't score against him, but we had some quality at bats against him, you know, and like Rojas at the end of the, you know, against them in that tournament. You know, we had the bases loaded twice. We had second and third ones, you know, so we had our opportunities to, you know, maybe steal a win there too. So, but going back to those wins, you know, yeah, we won against Riverside 3-1 in that, and Max pitched that game, pitched really well. South Central Calhoun was kind of a slugfest, and we had some errors in that game, and, you know, but overall, I mean, we hit the ball really, really well, and, and Griswold was just, you know, I don't know, they had a lot of walks and stuff, but that Elkhorn-Kimmelton game, that was probably, you know, we were up 6-0 going into the bottom of the seventh against them, so, you know, they scored three runs in the bottom there. Such a thing as we want to keep pitching for the district tournament. So it worked out really well. We played really well in that game too. So yeah, going down the stretch, I mean, you know, a lot of people like to look at the win, but I look at the losses there, and we competed and fought really hard on those too. So
yeah, absolutely. And I know you had the chance to talk with Jeff right after that Tri-Center game and whatnot. And, you know, people can look at the scores all they want, but you look at a team like Tri-Center, that's probably one of the better teams here in this area, especially in the WIC and everything. And, you know, that team, you guys hung with all seven innings. You got beat 9-0, but, you know, Jeff talked about it a little bit. You know, you get rid of some runs here and there, and all of a sudden the game is different. And is that kind of how you look at those, some of those losses that, you know, yeah, there were some errors here and there, but for the most part, you guys hung with them, and that's a positive in your book?
Oh, absolutely. All day long. You got to look at the glass half full in that particular situation, you know. And, you know, you take a kid like Lane Sams, you know, a freshman, you know, played shortstop that night, had some great plays in the field, you know. You know, Cooper Perdue behind the plate, you know, did a great job. You know, he did a great job all year. But, I mean, little things like that that I noticed that, you know, our future looks pretty good, you know. And Connor going up there and battling and fighting, and he pitched one heck of a game and, you know, and really kept us in that game, you know, really. I mean, his pitching, you know, they had second and third, and they've already scored one run with only one out, and he got out of it just only scoring one run. So that's, you know, hat off to them, hat off to Connor, you know, being able to do that, number one, and number two, being able to have that competitive edge to you know, go in there and fight and keep battling, you know, so not hang your head. So
yeah, absolutely. And, you know, talking about your guys here this season, a pretty young squad for you guys. Two seniors kind of leading the charge this season, Connor Richards and Hayden McLaughlin as well. Two really good, headstrong guys who are, you know, very motivated in what they've done all season long, not only in baseball, but their other sports as well. Talk to me about the impact those two made here this season, and what kind of things that they've learned as well.
Well, I mean, impact-wise, I mean, they're pretty much, you know, they're pretty much as they go as we go, you know. I mean, if they play well, we play well, you know, type deal. Is, you know, they are our leaders, and the younger guys look to them for guidance and stuff. So, you know, I mean, you know, they're both going to go on to play baseball in college too. So that kind of shows you what kind of competitors they are. So, they're great. I mean, they're going to be missed. So, but, you know, we do have some young guys coming back up too, so it'll be nice and helping, you know, so.
Yeah, absolutely. And you mentioned those young guys. You got a good junior squad coming up as seniors this next season. Max Nielsen, Brody Bloom, Caden and Trayton Berry, and then Amos Rasmussen as well. So, what's kind of the outlook on 2022? I know that's a whole year away from this point, but what are some of your expectations for this team coming into next season?
Big thing is just get better. Just, you know, and that's what I told them after the season, you know, and just, you know, take the extra time, you know, do some, you know, hit the weight room, you know, do some running, stuff like that. Leave your arms alone for a while and let them rest. And after the first year, we'll get thrown again. But as far as the future looks, I mean, we should be pretty darn competitive next year. So, you know, I mean, the Hawkeye 10 is always going to be tough. You know, you look at our schedule now. I mean, we're a 1A school team, and we only got 21, 22 kids out, and we play 50% of our games are against 2A schools. Against, you know, they got, you know, most of these teams have 30, 35 kids in the dugout and stuff, so they have plenty of talent to to pick from and stuff. So, you know, our schedule is never going to be easy, but, you know, we competed and fought hard with them this year. So, I think the future looks really, really good. I mean, just going through a few of these kids, you know, coming back, you name the juniors, I think they're all going to be really good. You know, they all started this year, you know, so, Cooper Perdue behind the plate, and he's got to pitch next year. So, he did a really good job. And like I said before, Lane Sams kind of found his spot there at short and played pretty well. And, you know, Reed Henners, you look at Tristan Berry, he's a freshman, and Bryce Summerfield, both of them are freshmen. They're going to be in the mix. I mean, they're competitors. You know, they just need a little bit more growth, you know, and get a little stronger, a little faster, you know, and I think the future is going to look pretty good. You know, we even have some eighth graders that, you know, played pretty well. You know, beginning of the season, you're sitting there going, holy cow, have they ever played baseball before? And towards the end of the year, you know, they look pretty good. So, you know, another year of growth on them, and they might not be in the mix on the field, but base running, you know, they might need to, you know, spot defense or something like that. So you never know. So I think the future looks pretty good. We just need to keep building it and keep getting more and more numbers come out. And hopefully we can turn this 8 wins into maybe next year do 16 wins or 12 wins or 15 wins, you know, just keep getting better. And, you know, hopefully one of these days we land down in Des Moines or Carroll at the state tournament and start winning, you know, state championships. I guess that's what the goal is.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, you guys are just going to continue to develop this young squad into a team that is forced to be reckoned with. I mean, I look at those, again, those tri-center losses, those close, those 10-0, 9-0, those are very good bookmarks to keep for next year and to remind the kids that, you know, you can hang with these guys. And you talked about your schedule being filled with some 2A schools and whatnot. So, you know, as a team that is as small as ICM Manning, and, you know, some of its other teams in the area like Lynn and Ralston or Weaver that don't have enough to maybe have a secondary pitcher or secondary catcher at times. How do you kind of see your teams, you know, against, or how would you describe your team as you go up against these bigger schools with all these bigger rosters than you guys? Would you call it scrappy? Would you call it sort of like tenacious? What would you kind of describe your team as?
Scrappy. I mean, we're fighters. I take that the one game against Missouri Valley. Missouri Valley came out and scored 8 runs. You know, I really thought our kids would fold. Then we went out in the bottom of that inning and scored 4 right back at them. And we kept fighting back and forth. And I think we ended up losing that game 16-10 or something like that. But, you know, those type of games there, you know, we hung with them. We played with them. We, you know, it's been very easy for that team to just fold and get 10 runs in 4 innings. Well, we played the whole darn game and fought the whole time. So, 16-8 was the final, but you know, it was one of those things where, like I told you before, you know, we had that, you know, that first 2 weeks in June where we had a bunch of kids gone and a couple of kids hurt and didn't have as much pitching depth. But the nice thing about that 2 weeks, it helped us find other pitchers. You know, like the Cooper Perdue. You know, we hadn't had him pitch, you know, much because he'd been behind the plate. You know, and he did a nice job pitching, so he's going to be in the mix next year throwing. You know. Lane Sams is another one. He's a freshman. I didn't really have him penciled in to pitch varsity, and he came in and did a nice job. He's got, you know, the fastball is not overpowering, but he's got a nice curveball to go with it, and he can place it where he wants it. So he does a nice job there. And, you know, and I think another one, you know, I know Tristan Berry didn't get to throw much varsity, but he's going to be in the mix. And same with Reed Henners. You know, both those guys are one of our better JV pitchers. But, you know, next year going forward, losing – you know, two solid pitchers next year, we're going to have to make up for that. So, but I thought they did a really nice job. So.
Yeah, absolutely. Coach Nielsen, once again, thank you so much for joining me here today. Is there anything else you'd like to kind of mention about this team moving forward into the next season in 2022 that maybe I didn't ask you here today, or maybe something you want to mention about this season?
Yeah, I mean, I'm proud of the boys, the way they played. You know, being a first year coach, you know, obviously everybody makes mistakes, and I made mistakes, and, you know, but the only way to get better is to learn from those mistakes and look yourself in the mirror and make sure you do everything you possibly can to move forward. And I thought that we did that all year long. And I think going forward, if we can keep continued to do that type of stuff and put the little extra work in, and I think we can be a really good baseball team here come to the going to the future. So as far as this year, I want to say thanks to Connor and Hayden for all their leadership and what they did for our team this year. I wish the best for them going forward. I think they're great kids, and they're going to do special things. So,
yeah, absolutely. Well, Coach Nielsen, again, thank you so much for joining us. I'm not too sure if we'll see you. Hopefully we'll knock into each other at some point here in the near future. But until the next time, we appreciate you, giving us everything this season. And, we wish you good luck here in 2022.
Thank you.